apologize about the delayed convening of the California State Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We welcome you. This is our last regularly scheduled hearing of the year, but do be aware we are anticipating a few hearings between now and the next 4.5 weeks, either off the floor or we'll get them pre-scheduled. So this is going to be our last regular scheduled hearing of the year. And we also have an interim hearing working with the chair of Senate Transportation and the Assembly chair of Transportation on all issues of scooters in the great city and county of San Francisco, which we will be sending a save the date out to all members here momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, we have three bills on the docket today, AB 10, AB 1027, and AB 1442. We're going to be convening as a subcommittee at this moment. We're going to welcome the good assembly member from San Francisco. We're grateful that Assemblymember Chu is here. I want to take a moment to say thank you to Assemblymember Chu. It is an absolute pleasure to work with you, sir. I mean it. We love working with you. Assemblymember, the floor is yours on AB 10.
Thank you. And let me also just start by thanking you and your staff for your deep engagement with us on many bills this year, and appreciate that work. AB 10, in the midst of our state's worst housing crisis in California history, this bill would expand one of California's most effective housing financing tools, our state's affordable housing tax credit, increasing the tax credit by $500 million, which would in turn leverage another $1 billion in federal tax credits, local and private sector investments. While I very much appreciate that this year's budget included a $500 million increase, unlike this bill, the increase is one time and future increases would be subjected to an appropriations. As you will hear from our witnesses, affordable housing developers line up funding sources years in advance and investors need certainty. From 2016 to 2018, our state lost about $1 billion in this tax credit's investor equity due to federal tax law changes, and having a state tax credit that may or may not be funded in any given year will make it very difficult to attract investors. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our witnesses.
Thank you so much, Member, to our witnesses. You have 2 minutes. We welcome you. Who would like to be able to kick us off? First and last in Agwin organization. Hey, how you doing? Welcome back.
Mr. Chair and members, Julie Snyder representing Housing California, a co-sponsor of AB 10. As you all know, according to the State Housing Department, California is currently short about 1.5 million homes that are affordable to Californians earning less than half of the area median income. And this shortfall is not going to disappear overnight. But California can make very steady progress towards the day these folks are no longer homeless or paying too much for rent. It is going to take bold strategies that have pinpoint targeting to help those with the least first. And AB 10 fits this bill. It increases a proven tax credit program that we know generates results. The program needs no ramp up, and it will serve your constituents who are least likely to be served by the private market. For this reason, we're very pleased to be a co-sponsor and request your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Senator. Thanks for being here. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair and members. Marina White with the California Housing Consortium. Our folks are the developers of affordable housing and the other people involved in putting together development deals. And I just want to expand a bit on what Assemblymember Chu mentioned. We're really appreciative of the inclusion in AB 101 of the one-time expansion of the state low-income housing tax credit program. That's going to make a significant difference on sort of the backlog of pipeline projects our developers have. But if we really want to increase the amount of production developers are able to do on an annual basis, we need to have this be an ongoing source so they can plan for the future and plan on increasing that pipeline on an annual basis. And for that, we really urge your aye vote today.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. We're going to welcome anyone who's in support of the bill. First, last organization. Good morning.
Good morning. Jacob Fraker with the National Association of Social Work, California Chapter in support.
Thanks, Jacob. Hey, good morning.
Andres Ramirez on behalf of the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California. They're a co-sponsor of this bill and in strong support.
Nice job, sir. Thank you. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out with you guys.
There we go.
Kiana Valentine on behalf of the Urban Counties of California and Ventura County Board of Supervisors in support.
Thank you so much, Ms. Valentine. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair, Committee members. Blake Johnson here on behalf of State Treasurer Fiona Ma. Proud co-sponsor of this bill and proud of support.
Give our best, Ms. Ma. Nice to see you, sir. Anyone else who would like to be able to address the committee in support? Hearing and seeing none, now we're going to welcome anyone who may be opposed. If you could please come forward. Hearing and seeing no opposition, we'd like to turn over to the committee to be able to see if we have any questions or comments. We'll start with the Vice Chair. Any questions or comments, Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I am looking looking at the amount of tax credits that have been provided over the last 10 or 15 years. I don't see in the staff report like a chart of how the state has been doing to date. And I'm sorry that I didn't pull it up sooner.
No, you're good.
Getting back from break, I didn't get to it. So I'm just wondering, does housing, now I'm getting to someone's, getting to an assembly member's website, but does Housing California provide that data?
So roughly, we're at about $100 million a year under the current tax credit program. So over the last 10 to 15, probably about a billion.
So we're doing kind of a flat $100 million a year?
It's been about 70, 80 million for a number of years, 100 million this year. I think a couple things of note for that is it's woefully below what the state used to spend on affordable housing. So before the Great Recession, we spent about $1.7 billion a year more than we're currently spending. And so the tax credit, as I mentioned, is, again, between 70 and $100 million over the past decade. It's also incredibly undersubscribed, so the need is closer to about a half a billion dollars a year as far as the number of projects that are looking to get funded around the state. The last thing I'll just mention, as I mentioned before, is every dollar that we spend at the state level leverages two federal tax dollars on tax credits, and then and even more federal dollars, local dollars and private sector investment. So again, one state dollar of investment chums another three, four, five other dollars of affordable housing investment. And that's why it is appreciated. Wonderful bipartisan support through the process.
Thanks for giving me a broad answer.
Yeah.
Maybe I could take it down to a different level. How many developers have requested the credit, and how much has been granted? And is the amount of requests higher or lower than the amount that's available?
So as I said earlier, it has been massively oversubscribed. So I would say at least
I heard undersubscribed. So
no, so four or five times as much.
The demand has been,
the demand is four or five times what we have, and that's why this bill is moving forward.
I just want to clarify that for the record. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I think the last numbers we had, 2017, 24 projects benefited just from the state side, about $102 million in that year as well. But then that, as the good assemblyman said, leverages those federal dollars that come in as well. So we're going to go to the chair of transportation. We're grateful for his work on affordable housing.
We just got the word on NOFA, the Notice of Financing Availability for the housing bonds that were approved by the voters last year. They had three times as many applications as money available. So there's like this pent-up demand right now for these programs, and I assure you, every dime of the tax credits will be used. It will be just flowing out very quickly as soon as we make it available to the housing developers, because there's this pent-up demand, I know, for the housing bonds. It will continue to be a pent-up demand for several years now.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much. We'd like to be able to see if we have any additional questions, comments from the committee. Hearing and seeing none, great bill. Mr. Chu, we do not have a quorum, but we'd like to be able to offer closing comments, sir.
Just appreciate the committee's consideration of this. Want to thank Senator Bell for his ongoing leadership and for making the point of just how much demand there is for this. We need to build housing at all levels of affordability. And as we're building market rate housing, it's incredibly important that we also have mechanisms to move forward affordable housing production. And with that, respectfully ask for your support.
So much, Mr. Chair. We're very grateful. It's good to see you, sir.
Good
we will
see you
take
too.
Action as soon as we have a quorum. It's always good to see Lisa as well.
Thank you very much.
And do appreciate our witnesses who are here in support. Thank you very much. We're going to be bringing up the chairwoman. Watch out. She is bringing in AB 1027. This is Chairwoman Burke. We do not have a quorum at this moment, but we're going to turn the floor over to you. We welcome always Carlos and Mr. Ruff to the committee as well.
Thank
Please,
you.
Madam Chair.
I feel like an underachiever. You have like water and candy for everybody. I'm feeling
here
like
we go.
I need to get it together. I'm going to
nice.
Work on that.
Bell just needs to bring the caffeine next time, so we're good. We're good.
Okay, well, I got to figure something out.
Hey, there we
you
go.
You did? Oh, good.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. I'm here to present AB 1027, which modifies the California Competes Tax Credit Program by allowing the state to directly invest in some of California's best performing companies. AB 1027 works with the existing CalCompetes framework by allowing a taxpayer to offer an interest in its company as part of the credit application process. This option is completely voluntary and made at the election of the taxpayer. By allowing the state to consider an ownership interest as one of the factors in evaluating an application, smaller companies that are unable to make substantial investments as compared to larger companies will have a better chance of qualifying for a credit. Additionally, allowing the state to share in the success of companies will allow us to raise the capital needed to make additional investments above and beyond what is currently allocated by GoBiz. In fact, if successfully implemented, GoBiz can become a self-funded program. AB 1027 has enjoyed bipartisan support and has no opposition. Thank you, and I respectfully request your vote.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Appreciate all your work on this. We'd like to better open it up to see if there's anyone in support of the bill. If you could please come forward. Hearing and seeing none, we're going to see if there's anyone who may be opposed. Let's bring it back to committee and see if we have any questions, comments, or concerns. Mr. Vice Chair, it was great to see the Madam Chair. The Vice Chair brought the entire clan from the Morlocks to the Senate floor the other day. It was great to be able to see all the grandbabies. It was good stuff. My goodness.
My goodness.
Well-behaved. I'm like their grandpa. You see, there we go. I'm kidding. No, there we go. No, it was very cool, though. That was neat to see.
It was nice to fly them in from Wisconsin. And
that's cool.
See what grandpa does.
That's amazing.
Did they? Are they home now? Or
they're flying as we speak. Milwaukee. But we took them around Sacramento. We did the Sacramento train.
Oh, you did?
For lunch on Sunday, and we went to the Jelly Belly factory. You know, we did all these things that you do with grandkids, and we just had a great time.
Have you been to that? I have not been there yet.
I haven't been on the train. I tried to get on the train at Christmas time because they have like a special Christmas time thing, but you have to do it really early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to do it really early. And I'm not that organized.
They had a great train robbery. They had actors on board Sunday
at
the barbecue.
Cute, right?
And at the end, the robbers apologized to my 4-year-old. And he appreciated that because he was pretty shook up.
Yeah, I bet.
I said to Mom, I'm glad they apologized.
I'm glad they. That's
very
sweet.
Cool.
That's very
that ends
sweet.
My questioning. Thank you very much.
Okay.
There's a historical term called grub steak, and a lot of merchants would give mining equipment, shovels, and all the rest to miners for a grub steak. And if the miner did well, then the merchant would own a portion of the mine or the claim, and so that was just a
symbiotic relationship,
a risk kind of a thing. And I'm kind of sitting here going, that's what this bill reminds me of. It's creative. It's. But we're already kind of getting tribute from our businesses. We're saying have fun, make money, and pay us income tax and property tax and payroll tax, and so I'm trying to get my arms around this concept.
This is in lieu of that. This is so that they can get the credit, though. This is an additional credit that they would be applying for. And so this is, there's no potential loss for the state because we're not extending credit or anything like that.
You're a limited partner.
Exactly. So there's no actual risk in this case to the state. And it would just give them an additional credit.
Right. But would it give the state the right to audit the books? And
only at the time when we first decide what the actual value of the company is, the state wouldn't do it. An independent auditor would audit the company to decide the actual value. And then when it came time to sell, there would be an independent evaluation.
And if it just didn't work out and it...
No loss to us. We didn't give them credit. We didn't do anything.
So I'm just trying to... Do we have any similar programs around the country of this nature?
CalPERS?
CalPERS is probably the only.
But CalPERS would buy stock of a company, right?
Yes.
So that's different animal.
Although they have invested in the past in specific individual companies.
Carlos, I'm going to have you just introduce yourself.
Invest in projects too.
The microphone.
And if you don't mind, just introducing yourself real quick.
Yes, Carlos Angano, Assembly Revenue and Taxation Committee. CalPERS has, in the past, invested in individual companies. They don't always do that. Sometimes they go through a larger institution that invests in individual companies. They don't always invest. Just in stocks of publicly traded companies.
Yeah, they have other venture capital they can invest in. But this is where a company's coming up and saying, we want a credit, but we'll give you something for that credit. It's a trade-off.
Right, and they are applying anyway, so it's just for other companies. So this is just an additional factor that can be considered, and this is an additional voluntary factor that can be considered. So they're already coming for the credit. This is just an additional factor that they.
And I'm just looking at it as a CPA, kind of going, how would I? What my client?
Right. It just depends, and it also depends on the size of the company. For a larger company, it's easier to provide more incentives. For a smaller company, they have less incentives, and so this is actually a benefit to small businesses that are applying for the credit. Is actually what it's designed to be.
Assemblywoman Burke, I really like the creativity. I try and.
Thank Carlos.
It fits in my grid, so thank
right.
you.
Right, no, thank you, question. Thank you.
And bring your, you have a daughter, right?
Yes, I do.
Bring your daughter on the train.
I will.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. Madam Chair, if it works for you, we'd like to be able to hit the quick pause button and establish a quorum. We have Hurtado and Nielsen in the House, which we're very grateful for. Welcome. And let's establish a quorum. Ms. Lanchester, please.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock, present. Bell.
Here.
Bell, present. Hertzberg. Hurtado. Hello, President Nielsen.
Yes.
Nielsen, President Wiener.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wiener and Mr. Hertzberg are in the running today for the award, so we'll see how that's going to work out. Would like to be able to see if there's any additional questions, comments, concerns that you'd like to be able to share with Chairwoman Burke. Otherwise, we will have her close. Hearing and seeing none, Madam Chair, would you like to close?
I just want to thank Colin we always work with Colin, but continuing to work with Colin and the conversations we had over the break and look forward to hopefully moving this forward and taking his comments into consideration.
No, I appreciate that. Colin is an all-star, same with your team.
Yeah,
we love working with you and very, very grateful for the partnership. Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we have a motion on the floor? We have a motion by Senator Hurtado. The motion is due pass to appropriations. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock? Bell? Hertzberg? Hurtado? Hurtado, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, I. Wiener, 3-0.
Currently enjoys a 3-0 vote. We're going to keep the roll open and add on as folks come.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to be able to open the roll on item number one. Item number one is AB 10. Is there a motion from committee on item one? We have a motion by Senator Bell. The motion is due pass to appropriations. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg? Hurtado? Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Currently enjoys a 4-0 vote. We're going to keep the roll open. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to bring up our final bill of the day. And we want to take a moment to say thank you to Assemblywoman Rivas. Please, if you don't mind coming forward, Assemblywoman. The Assemblywoman brought forward this idea, not by any other industry or group, but this was an issue that was important to her. And we want to acknowledge her hard work on the Share Our Values tax credit. You have been putting a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this issue. We just want to say thank you. And we also want to say thank you for working with the committee on this bill. We're going to turn it over to the Assemblywoman to be able to present, and then we'll open it up for questions and comments from the committee. Assemblywoman, the floor is yours.
Great. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. And first, I'd also like to start off by thanking you and the committee for helping with this legislation. Your committee staff was invaluable in helping craft this. And so now I'm very excited to be here to present it. I will be accepting the committee's proposed amendments that reduced the allocation amount to $50 million per year over 5 years, and also the technical cleanup language. AB 1442 establishes the Share Our Values film tax credit, and with the proposed amendments would allocate $50 million per year for 5 years for film production relocation from states seeking to restrict women's reproduction rights. Operationally, the legislation mimics the existing film tax credit 3.0. That means that the Film Commission provides oversight and develops rules and guidelines. Credits will be issued on a first-come, first-served basis, and this is only open to applicants who did not receive relocation tax credits under the existing 3.0 program. Similar to the process established in the 3.0 film tax credit, which requires an applicant to submit a narrative statement in order to receive a relocation credit, AB 1442 requires that the applicant submit a narrative statement describing how they share California's values in regards to women's reproductive rights. It's important to note that several other states and countries have actively recruited the film industry from California, mainly through extensive tax credit programs. Recently, New Mexico, New York, Illinois, and others have sought to entice industries filming in states with strict abortion laws to relocate their production to those states. In California, the film industry is one of our flagship industries. California's film tax credit not only generates corporate income tax and personal income tax revenues, but more importantly, we are not forcing these employees to seek work in states that have shown they do not value women or their reproductive rights. For context on the economic benefits of the film industry, according to recent studies, with a $250 million investment, approved productions would generate nearly $1.9 billion of direct in-state spending. This means $700 million in qualified wages, $600 million in qualified vendor expenditures, and the hiring of more than 6,000 cast and 9,000 crew members. The Commission's study helps quantify the labor and economic benefits of further investing in this film tax credit. While these figures are impressive, there are other facts and figures that are equally noteworthy. Alabama recently banned abortion from the time a woman is known to be pregnant, with no exceptions for rape and incest. Georgia banned abortions at 6 weeks. The state can investigate women's miscarriages, and doctors could be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. I should also mention that Georgia has the second worst maternal mortality rates in the US. It's 10 times higher than California. Unfortunately, I could go on and on. These are the same states that have systematically lured film production from California. AB 1442 provides the film industry an opportunity to show they stand with women and share our values, while bringing critical jobs back to our state. I'd like to thank my co-authors, including Chair and Vice Chair of the Women's Caucus, Senator Leyva, and Assemblywoman Limon. I'd also like to thank Labor for standing with women and their rights. And today I'm fortunate to have Alex Aguilar with Labor's Local 724, and Karen Humphrey, Public Policy Chair for the National Women's Political Caucus of California, to provide brief testimony. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Assemblywoman. Appreciate that. Who would like to be able to kick us off? Mr. Aguilar, please, the floor is yours, sir. You have 2 minutes. We welcome you to committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Alex Aguilar. I am the business manager for Labor's Local 724, which is affiliated with the Labor's International Union in North America, better known to all of you as LIUNA. Local 724 represents over 1,600 members, laborers, who work in the motion picture, film, and television industry. Returning film and television production work to our great state is a top priority for us, and that is why we are pleased to support the Share Our Values tax credit. We have consistently been strong advocates for both the creation and extension of the California Film and Television Production Incentive in 2014 and 2018. And this is why we strongly support AB 1442 and its effort to encourage and incentivize additional film and television production returning to California. This is a time of great change and also of great opportunity in our business. We believe California is in position to take advantage of these great opportunities. AB 1442 would create thousands of high-quality, well-paying job opportunities and benefit the state's overall economy in the next few years. On behalf of our 1,600 members, I urge you to support women and laborers that work in the film industry. And I would also like to thank Assemblywoman Luz Rivas for supporting women and labor and work in the state of California. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your presentation, sir. We're grateful you're here. Ms. Humphrey, we welcome you to committee. Thank you so much for hanging with us this morning.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
The floor
is yours. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. As you heard, my name is Karen Humphrey. I'm Public Policy Chair of NWPC California, a National Women's Political Caucus at the state and national level, and through 10 local caucuses in California, has worked for many years to recruit, train, and elect progressive pro-choice women to public office and fight for equal rights for women, an issue which unfortunately continues to divide this nation. In 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark decision in Roe v. Wade affirmed every woman's fundamental right to control her own reproductive decisions. It's first on NWPC's list of bottom line issues. Today, we're seeing aggressive attacks on women's rights as states like Georgia, Alabama, and others pass bills to restrict a woman's access to abortion and other reproductive health care services. Without the fundamental right of reproductive choice, women's rights are a hollow promise. Choice underpins all those rights. California has long shown that it stands with women and will protect their right to make critical decisions without government interference. As those rights erode elsewhere, we need to challenge industry to stand with women by refusing to operate in states that attack women's rights and relocate to states that choose to value women. AB 1442 gives the film industry an opportunity to show they share California's values. It's a small change to an existing state program through which this critical industry can stand with women. On behalf of the National Women's Political Caucus of California, I urge you to continue supporting women's rights and vote aye on AB 1442. And I also express my appreciation to Assemblymember Rivas and to those who are working with her on this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Humphrey. We're grateful for your work. I appreciate you being here today. We'd like to be able to see if anyone else would like to be able to speak in support of the bill. If you'd like to speak in support, can you please come forward? Hearing and seeing none, we now are going to turn it over to those who may be opposed. If you could please come forward looking for opposition. Hearing and seeing none, we now would like to turn it back to the committee to be able to see if we have any questions or comments. We'll start with we have a motion by Senator Hurtado. We'd like to be able to see if we have questions or comments. Hearing and seeing none, Ms. Rivas, would you like to be able to close?
Sure. Thank you for your time in discussing this important legislation. AB 1442 provides California an opportunity to keep families together. We have an opportunity to bring back critical jobs to our state. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Assemblywoman, again, thank you for your work on this. Thank you for working with the committee. We're really grateful. We love working with you. We love working with Mr. Montgomery, and do want to say thank you so much to Ms. Brown Nexus as well for all of her work on this important issue. We have a motion on the floor. The motion is by Senator Hurtado. Senator Hurtado will be presenting our award here in just a moment, as soon as we're done. The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Wiener?
You have
4-2. It's a 4-2 vote. We're going to keep the roll open. Great work today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, those are our three bills for the day. I want to acknowledge Mr. Chavez here today. He got a shave right there. Hot dang, huh? Watch out. So good stuff. Hey, we have some bills on call. Let me just touch base here with Ms. Lanchester. We'll open it up. I do believe that the vice chair is good to go. We'll be right back with you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call our big roundup. We're going to be rounding up everyone to vote on each of our three bills. We're going to start with item number one. This is AB 10. The motion is do pass to appropriations. The current vote is 4-0. Ms. Lanchester.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye.
5-0.
5-0. We are keeping it on call for Mr. Wiener. We're now going to be moving on to item number two, AB 1027. The motion is due pass to appropriations. The current vote is 3-0. Ms. Lanchester.
Bell. Bell, aye. Hertzberg. Hertzberg, aye. Wiener.
5-0. We're going to keep that bill on call, and we'll wait for Mr. Wiener. And everyone else has voted on item number three. We're going to turn it over to Ms. Hurtado to be able to present the award. And this award is extra special today because the individual still is not here.
That is correct, and I want to give credit to my colleague here because he did earn the award for the most part, mostly every week up until summer recess.
That's right.
But today the honor goes to Senator Wiener for today. He earns the Senator Ricardo Lara Award.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Senator Wiener. Annie will be accepting the award on his behalf here today. It's pretty bad here today, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, there we go. The good senator from San Francisco, we literally had to give the award to Annie to give to you because you were so late today. So it was amazing. Hey, there we go. The good senator, though, presented. Anything you'd like to be able to say, parting comments, Madam Senator? Hey, there we go. I like it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's open up the roll where we have three items on the docket. Item number one, let's start with AB 10. The motion is due, passed, or appropriations. Current vote is 5-0. Ms. Lanchester.
Wiener. Wiener, aye. 6-0.
That's a 6-0. We're going to be closing down the roll, and that bill is out. We're now moving on to item number two, AB 1027. The motion is due, passed, or appropriation. The current vote is 5-0. Ms. Lanchester.
Wiener. Wiener, aye.
6-0, that bill is out. We're closing the roll. We're now on our final item, item number three, AB 1442. The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The current vote is 4-2. Ms. Lanchester.
Wiener. Aye. Wiener, aye.
5-2, that bill is out. We're closing the roll. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. I want to say thank you to the entire Government FI team for all of their work. Ms. Lanchester and Colin and Marnie and, of course, two gentlemen, really, really grateful. Jonathan, thank you so much for, and Anton, for all of the work. We want to say thank you to Scott and Ryan for all of their work this year, of course. And we will be having hearings off and on for the next 4 weeks as bills come up, which I know everyone's really excited about. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for all the hard work this year. Thank you to our sergeants as well. We are truly appreciative. Thank you, Danielle, for doing all the track and making sure that we are on course. We are adjourned.